Who are you?
My name's Eric Daly. I'm a program manager in the IS-7 team.
And where are we right now?
We are standing in front of the lab at the Enterprise Development Center, where we do a lot of the dev labs.
Right. And over here, there's a bunch of customers visiting with you.
You bet. The Enterprise, we've got an Enterprise Dev Lab going for the IS-7 preview. Basically, it's getting a whole bunch of Enterprise customers in, and we're previewing all the features of IS-7 over about 4 days and getting their input and their design feedback on all the features that we're doing.
And what are they thinking so far?
So far, we get some good feedback. They're liking what they're seeing. They're liking the new config system, a lot of the supportability stuff we're doing, a lot of the diagnostics, the WMI and accessibility, as well as the web UI, the new UI that we're developing.
Yep.
Really good stuff. We're also getting some great feedback in terms of design improvements. So the good thing is we're doing this early on before our beta so that we can actually feed those design improvements into our DCRs.
So, and you were telling me you were going to be at the PDC?
You bet. I'll probably be giving a session on IS-7 diagnostics and monitoring and how developers can make use of the new features that are coming in IS-7 in that realm.
Right.
I believe there will probably be another 6 tracks that are coming from IS-7 or 6 sessions that are coming about IS-7, including the new UI, including extensibility in the admin tool, and the config system as well. So it's going to be some really cool stuff.
Now, what's really cool about IS-7?
Oh, it's all diagnostics, man. It's all diagnostics.
Why do you say that?
Because it's a pain point today. It's something we've never really focused on. Actually, I think the entire thing is really cool about IS-7. I really like, I own diagnostics, so disregarding that, I think that the big thing, the improvement that I like a lot is the new Windows, or the new management service, and how the UI tool can access and change configuration from an XP. I can copy the web manager tool remotely on my XP machine and do my configuration, use the tool across the web, and it doesn't use DCOM. Yeah. It uses HTTP web services, so it's really cool.
Now, in this room, we're not allowed to tell their names, but there's some people with 100 million, 200 million visit websites. Yeah.
A large insurance company, a couple of...
large retailers.
Yeah. Large, per se, big web presence. Yeah.
So, and how are they reacting to what they're seeing?
We're getting really... They're really energetic. They're really liking what they're seeing. They're really... it's like we're finally hearing what they've been giving us feedback on. IS-6 was a great step forward for the platform, but IS-7 really unifies ASP.NET and IIS into a consistent experience instead of effectively two different Lego sets.
Yeah.
So,
now, since I have a weblog, I keep hearing this. IIS is not secure.
How
would you react to that? And what kind of, I know you guys are making major, not just improvements, but major investments,
yep,
really, in security. Tell me a little bit.
IS-6 took the first step in really doing secure defaults and only enabling static files out of the box. And we really started to turn, it was after CodeRed and NIMDA where we really took a hit on the nose for good reason. And Gartner really slammed us. And after IS-6 came out, and it's been out in the market, and we've had some good feedback from it, Gartner's changed their view. So I'd say, look, if Gartner's changing their view, we're starting to turn heads in terms of making sure that IIS is secure.
Yeah.
Now, with IS-7, we take it the next step forward. We make sure that IS-7 not only is, you know, secure defaults, but hey, look, we can actually remove components of the software. Like, if you don't want to use CGI, yeah, we're not going to load the DLL necessary to do it. So we can really do some cool things. So that's the next cool feature that you should come to see at PDC is the componentized web core, right?
What is that?
One unified pipeline.
That sounds like a lot of Microsoft mumbo jumbo.
Oh, yeah. Basically, it's allowing you to put together only the functionality you need to in your application pool. So if you only need static files, you can only load one DLL,
right,
that does static file content.
Right.
If you need to do anything like, say, if you want to do anonymous authentication, there's an anonymous authentication module that you can load. If you don't need it, you don't have to use it, and you don't have to worry about patching it, because if there's a security patch that comes out, if you're not using it, it doesn't really apply to you, so it's not going to affect your uptime or reliability. Now, of course, if you do want to use it, we'd recommend that you do keep your DLLs patched, but it's not going to affect your runtime.
Right.
And that's what I think is really cool. I mean, you can basically build the fastest and most secure web server by removing all the modules.
Yeah.
Of course, all you get is a blank response back, but nonetheless, you get to see that it's really about building the blocks that you need in order to serve the content in your applications.
Yeah.
So
is IIS running on all these machines behind you?
They better be. I believe in some of the machines they are, so. Yeah. Not IS-7 yet, though.
No. Well, you guys are playing with IIS7 out here, right?
You bet.
Okay. So yeah. Some of these machines are running. Probably.
Well, we got them all on virtual PCs, so.
Ah, okay.
That's what we're doing.
What's the biggest challenge for the IIS team right now? I mean, other than shipping it.
Well, really, it's right now we're really working on getting integrated with Longhorn. So once we get integrated with Longhorn, our biggest challenge is really getting good feedback from customers in terms of how we can improve. I mean, this is the first time that we've really unified IIS and ASP.NET truly, and we're really fundamentally re-architecting everything we didn't touch in IIS6, like config. So we're touching a lot, and our big challenge is getting good customer feedback.
Yeah.
In terms of, are we hitting the mark? Are we missing the mark? It's one of the reasons why we have the Dev Lab, right? Get good customer feedback from various different scenarios, and then apply that customer feedback in terms of our betas and DCRs.
Right.
Getting great feedback on the UI because we've completely rewritten the new UI. So we're getting great feedback from customers. Some of them say, I like the tree view, don't take it away. Others say, this is really cool. Let's say, I want both. So that's the biggest challenge, getting good feedback and getting that feedback applied to the release before we ship it.
Yeah. Now, you guys were at TechEd, right?
Correct. We had one session at TechEd on IIS7. It was an IIS7 overview.
Yeah.
We'll probably be giving a revved up version of that at PDC, and I think there are another six sessions that we're giving.
So six sessions. So
we're proposing them.
Pretty amazing amount of content coming.
The IIS team is making a huge push at PDC this year to describe all the new extensibility points of IIS7.
Wow.
So,
what's the one scenario that IIS7 is going to enable that's not enabled today?
I want to say that it's going to be custom crafting exactly what I need to serve the content that I need in terms of being able to deploy managed modules and have those plug in at the same points that previously were only available to native code. I can plug in my own managed application stack and not have to worry about, well, do I have to rewrite it in native code, or do I have to wait until it gets into ASP.NET's iSAPI? I can write a module, I can plug it in, and it just works in the pipeline. It's a unified pipeline, and it's something that we've never, ever unified in the past. And I think that's one of the biggest scenarios that we're enabling now. So I can use things like form space to offer classic ASP if I wanted to. I can have a consistent administrative experience across both IIS and ASP.NET. It's truly a unity between the two products, which is something that we've been asked about consistently. So,
very cool. Well, thanks for spending a few minutes with me.
Thank you.
Thanks.